About 120 students crowd into the Wendler Middle School gym, practicing skills for the Native Youth Olympics. PE teacher Nadine Price and two others jump from group to group, giving directions on the stick pull and the high kick. It's precisely controlled chaos.
You know, as long as they're moving and active and not getting her safety, like, see, these guys are doing it backwards. Oh, but they figured it out. A lot of times if you give them a minute, they will figure it out. And you let them try it. It's trial and error, and then keep them moving.
Soon, the period ends, and Price books it down the hallway to get to her health classroom, where students are already waiting.
This is my stack of paper that I'm trying to grade for a week, because, you know, you never get time. And I tried to do it Friday after school, and that didn't work. But
she trails off as she starts chatting with students, then launches into a class on bullying. Soon, the class is over, and her planning period starts. But instead of working on grading, more students file in to eat lunch in Price's classroom.
Why are you guys eating lunch in here instead of in the lunchroom?
Because it's peaceful in here.
Yeah, it's peaceful in here.
And Miss Price is in here, and we love her.
And there's a lot of drama going on in the lunchroom all the time.
Like, what kind of drama?
Like, rumor spreading.
And lies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
John Quinones and Mohassin Sharif say the drama makes middle school tough. And then you add in the homework. Here's Mohassin.
I mean, this is just middle school, and it's all, like, already a little bit complicated for me. So imagine high school, where it's like, where you have to be responsible for yourself and all that. So it's a scary thing.
So they seek out the support of their teachers, which is why core teachers have an extra team planning period to make sure their students are thriving. But now elective teachers don't get that period. So teachers like Price often give up their personal planning time. PE teacher Christine Sager says the lack of team time is hurting her relationship with her students.
I don't know what's happening anything else in this building. I have no idea what any teacher is doing. You know, I don't know my kids. You know, I don't know them the same way at all. So I can't really help them, which is what the middle school model was.
Middle school elective teachers started teaching 6 periods per day instead of 5 this year because of budget cuts. Math, science, language arts, and social studies teachers still only teach 5 per day. Elective teachers think it's unfair. Most core teachers at Wendler, like Piper Jones, agree. Jones says team planning time is invaluable for discussing how to coordinate classes and how to help kids.
If we want to pull in a student and have a one-on-one time with them without the pressures of having the other classmates nearby, where all of us pull them in together and talk to them about, hey, we've noticed you're kind of on the downhill slide, what's up? And usually if you do that, they break down and they tell you what's up.
Team planning periods are also used to develop interdisciplinary units, analyze testing data, and plan motivational events like ice cream socials to reward attendance. Jones says it's harder to communicate with elective teachers now, and she feels sympathetic for their extra class load. She understands why there is tension, because elective teachers are being treated differently. But it's important to note that not all core teachers feel the same. Andy Holloman with the Teachers Union says some don't think elective teachers need the extra time. He says the middle school model is implemented differently in each school, and elective teachers play different roles.
The principal is in a position to make sure that teachers are delivering on the expectations, and there have been times when that hasn't happened. And so to some degree, some core teachers are looking at it and going, I see some people that just have additional planning time.
But Holloman says the situation is fracturing the schools and needs a long-term solution. But that could depend on the budget, which is yet to be determined. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.